This is the talk of Music City Real Estate.
Welcome back to another episode of the Talk of Music City Real Estate,
where we educate and motivate all things real estate.
My name is Monty Moore with Realty One Group Music City.
Hey, and I'm Carrie Ann with CMG Financial and My Mortgage Team.
Every week we'll be posting a new episode chock full of Nashville real estate value.
Yes, and you can follow along and subscribe at TalkMusicCity.com.
Got a question for us? Ask away at questions@TalkMusicCity.com.
Monty.
Carrie Ann, good to see you. Guess who's in the house today?
We have everybody here. I'm so excited.
And
only.
And Connie. Hey,
now it.
Some people might take that the wrong direction. This is my one and only.
Yes, your beautiful wife. Oh, we're happy to have her.
Sweet.
Yes.
And Blake Johnson, my partner in crime and right-hand guy. And Blake, it's amazing how far you've come in such a short amount of time, dude.
Absolutely. Amazing. Welcome, Blake.
4 years, September.
Has it been 4 years?
It's incredible what following in your footsteps. I started, dyeing my hair and my beard because I also have a lot of gray because of
he's rubbing off on you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you know, I don't envy anybody who would step in off the street not having a whole lot of background in real estate other than the management part, you know. To jump in at that level of experience, you know, you guys, you know, you're brave, man. That's all I can say. You're brave. We've had our moments here and there and along the way, but
no.
every good relationship has them.
Yeah, for sure. Ask Sean.
But,
with me.
But today, you know, I asked you all together because one of the most common questions that Connie and I get on a regular basis is, I'm thinking about building a team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about joining a team. I'm thinking about, you know, having a partner, these kind of things, you know, and Connie and I have a lot of experience in that arena. I know you do, Carrie Ann. Mm-hmm. You've got a team where what you're doing, obviously. You couldn't do all you do without a team. And
right.
and Blake is running our team. We have a team of a couple of newer agents along with a full-time ISA. So it takes that experience to have the perspective that I hope to share today, because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of things that we can, a lot of rabbit holes we can go on, but I just want to, you know, answer a lot of the general questions about, you know, it starts with, what do you want that team to look like? You know, right. I think, because you can have a partnership, or you can have a showing agent, you can have a buyer's agent, you can have a full-blown teammate. There's just a lot of different levels that you can go to, and I think a lot of people don't understand that. They've got in their minds that if I have a team, this is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. I've got to be the provider for that team. That's one route. Or you could have, you know, complementary talents, you know, supporting one another.
Right.
You know, so anyhow, there's a lot of different things. So Connie, so I'm an agent walking in the office. Hey, Connie, I'm thinking about starting a team. What do you say?
Well, first I really dive deep into, are you going to be a rainmaker? Are you just looking for a partnership?
Yeah,
are
sure.
you looking for someone with the strengths that you don't possess?
Mm-hmm.
So it really, there's a lot of questions to figure out what kind of team.
Right.
Do they want to be a team leader, a rainmaker, so to speak, where we are working with somebody now where he wants to get off the road and produce the leads and just feed a team.
Sure.
So there's that aspect of it. But it really, it's a lot of question and answer, a lot of trial, a lot of, we encourage frequent meetings with their team members to revisit their agreement. So after a while, you know, are things still working?
Sure.
Do we feel like we're a good fit with one another, kind of thing? So it really is all about really good communication, documenting everything, and we know the questions to ask, because not only did we have one of the biggest teams years back, but and then even our smaller team, one of the most successful team of six Navy SEALs we've ever had.
Yeah.
Really.
They were great.
And that's what we call
sure.
amazing, amazing. And still some of the greatest realtors out there in mm-hmm. the market. So it really depends. So there's a lot of factors to weigh in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important for us to know who we are, what our strengths and our personal weaknesses are. And then you can surround yourself with those folks that complement you, right? Mm-hmm. Possibly it is to bring up your weakness, you know, to offset your strength, that kind of thing. So, and I also think you're right. You know, I love doing this there's a certain thing that I love doing, which is loans, and I'm great at that. But again, if you, depending upon what you want to do and where you want to go, if you want to grow something even bigger, staying in one lane sometimes might not allow for massive growth, right? Mm-hmm. Or for you to be able to hit your goals. So then you have to strategize and figure out what lane is best for you to be suited in, right? Mm-hmm. And then add all the individuals around you and surround you. So,
So Blake, it was only a couple of years ago that you were learning your way around the real estate industry, and now you have the responsibility of three other full-time players. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your first perspective of somebody who walks in the office and says, "Hey, I'm thinking about growing a team"?
My first question would be, "How flexible are you?" Because, you know, in our situation, we didn't necessarily start as a team; it started as a partnership, and it has grown into and flourished and continued to grow as you and I as a partnership. But and then we expanded into also growing a team too. Mm-hmm. And so it's asking those really important questions, you know, like, what are you trying to accomplish in 1 year, 2 year, 3 years? You know, our growth happened geographically. You know, we started taking over different markets, you in Orlando, me in Northwest Florida as well, too, and just kind of branching out geographically where it made sense to turn into more of a rainmaker, turn into more of I got to feed people to make sure that I have my back, and that Navy SEAL comment, like, someone has my six, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the first question I would ask would be, you know, how flexible can you be, or are you going to be? But also, what are you willing to settle with, and why do you want to join a team? Because I think a lot of people in today's day and age are getting lazy and lackadaisical and think that by joining a team, they're going to be able to accomplish what they've been able or wanting to accomplish with somebody else doing all the work, paying all the bills, paying for the CRMs, paying for the branding, and all they have to do is just kind of fit into a mold. I don't think that's the right mentality, but there's a lot of agents, but there's also a lot of big teams out there who can, you know, place a person like that who just wants to be fed. But I have heard time and time again of, you know, the cultures in those teams that that person is just going to be burned and turned. I mean, there's this... There's not a lot of two-directional, you know, relationship growth. You know, how we created the Avenue Home Team was, this isn't just a, you know, a Band-Aid fix. This isn't, we're not hemorrhaging. We just need to place somebody here just to run our, you know, bottom-of-the-barrel buyers. It's, we need to grow this strategically because I also want to take over a different market. And I also want to be able to serve other areas of my clientele with property management and, you know, real estate investing. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder, what is the, I agree with you. You have to start with your goals in mind, you know, what do you want it to look like? I think personally, one of the best ways to start, you know, towards a team is maybe a partnership.
Oh yeah.
I agree.
You know, because, and then choose somebody, like I chose somebody who, had the talents I didn't have. I'm not a detail person. You're very good on the details and all that. But then again, you know, somebody may just say, you know, I've got more business than I want to do and I don't want to partner. I just want to have a showing agent. You know, for instance, last week I closed on a home in Florida and I hadn't seen the home until Connie and I visited a few weeks ago and just went to the home inspection, but I hired somebody who would go out there and show the property. I paid him per door, and then I had, you know, handed off to contract to close, to do write the contract and do all the details. And then I paid the same guy to show up at the closing and walk through in the closing and just pay him by the door, because at the end of the day, I felt like that was probably a better value for me than splitting the commission. Mm-hmm. And he's retired, he's a good guy, and he's easygoing, and he's not trying to upsell and all that. I mean, he's just a really good person, so I feel like I've got a start of a good team down there. But that's just having a showing agent is all that is.
Right.
Okay, so it's a total different world than what we have here.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, so there's. I just want to make sure people start with the understanding that there's no cookie cutter team profile.
Right.
It's like, what are you looking for? Right. Are you looking for somebody, first of all, you know, as a partner, or is it somebody who just takes some load off of you, or somebody to follow up, or somebody to anyhow? So I think that's important to start there. What is it that you think you are at in your career at the moment as to what would fit best for you that you can see yourself expand? I would say also, though, and I think you'd agree, Connie, that when you do choose somebody, whether it's a partner or whether it's a full-blown team member, whatever, that you start with the concept of let's make this a 90-day trial, something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
always.
Because we've seen too many times where people came together all excited, and we insist, we require everybody in our company to have an agreement, a signed agreement, so we know who's on first and who's on second should some things not, you know, dissolve, work out. Mm-hmm. Not work out.
We're still on our trial period, right?
I think so. renewing it.
How many times have we told people you never really know someone until you live with them, until pressure is applied, all of those fancy things that he likes to say all the time. But it's true. Until you really work with somebody for a period of time, you don't know their habits. You don't know if they possess hustle. They can tell you all day long, I hustle. I get my leads. I close my leads, this, that, everything, until you actually work with them and the proof's in the pudding. And so that 90-day period and then that 100-day period, they're so, so critical, not only to assess skills, skill set, because people tend to overinflate their skill set at times. But it's just, it's important that communication, that constant meeting and reevaluating, and things will change. That's the only thing that stays the same, is things will change. Mm-hmm.
And you, as the CEO of your own business, you know, you have to take control of how you want that to look, and you have to run it like a business. It's really, really important. I think we can come together as friends and this sounds great, but again, this is a business we're running, where it's not just, you know, a get together. And so being somebody that has been in different partnerships for many years, one did not work out, right? Because I jumped in it needing one part and or not confident in my own abilities, right? Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I needed that, you know, for strength, you know, and deciding that we were best separated, you know, than together. Going into a different, you know, type of concept, I knew that I needed to be the leader, but I needed to find people that complemented, you know, me, and that could fill the lanes. And because, you know, selling real estate takes a village, right? Doing mortgages, it does take a village, and to be very successful within your career, it's important. So again, figuring out each person's personality and making sure that they complement you. You know, one thing for me, you know, where do you want to see, where do you see yourself in 5 years, right? Well, if they see them wanting to be you, right, as the leader, well, then that's not going to work, right? That means we're over in 5 years, right? And so then I, in my world, I change and I say, well, I want to mentor you and help you, you know, along the way to be that successful. But then if you find people that are comfortable being in, I always say the side cart of the motorcycle, you know, where Sean and I really complimented each other. He's always behind the curtain and he's comfortable with me out front of the curtain, right? I'm an early bird. He's a late bird, right? So there's lots of compliments, right? To be able, and that's how we started it. I think it's been 11 years, you know, since we started carrying my mortgage team. So, and then we built it from there. It just started with the two. Also, I think it's important. You talk about a great TC, you know, I call it the number two, which, you know, Sam is mine, but somebody who can stay organized. A lot of us in sales, there's some people within, on the disc test within sales or real estate that do follow within that organization piece, you being one of them, which that is allowing the compliment there, right? But others that are directly in sales, there's no, thank goodness for the people around me to keep me organized, right? And that's okay. I've had to own that that's not one of my strengths, right? But finding someone that is so great at that compliments you, and then you're able to rise and soar together.
And that's hopefully the goal for all parties, is to accomplish something that can, you know, with a synergistic benefit. One thing I don't want to forget to mention here, you know, we're all about promoting books regularly. And if you're thinking about starting a team or have one, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you get the book, Patrick Lencioni's book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team.
Oh, yeah.
It's required reading, absolute required reading. And I was describing it to Amanda Ugly the other night, you know, we sent her a book. And I said, Amanda, and there was somebody sitting at the end of the table. I said, see that couple right there? Can you think for a second that they're speaking another language that you don't understand, but they're pointing at you and laughing like this, you know, they're just laughing at you and you have no idea what they're saying because you don't understand their language.
I need to get that clip, Jim.
We're going to play it over and over again.
And but what this book gives you what this book, again, called Five Dysfunctions of a Team, gives you, it helps you understand that language. And all of a sudden now you can say, well, I hear what you're saying. I don't appreciate that, or something. You know,
sure.
It puts clarity on a language you may not be picking up because you're not understanding or being able to decipher the words or the actions or the, you know, dysfunctions mm-hmm. that are happening with it. Because they can really be innocent sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, innocent. And I think you referenced something really strong, who's on first and who's on second. Yeah. If you don't already write those job duties out, then all of a sudden everybody's on each other, and then mm-hmm. you're not achieving your true goal, which is, you know, future success or serving more, right? I mean, and I guess also too, writing out your core beliefs and making sure that you believe in the same things yeah. from a business standpoint, right? I think that's really important, because if you don't, then you're not going to continue to move, you know, forward. There's going to be some bumps, you know, that possibly could cause, you know, some concerns. But, you know, I do think taking the time to slow versus jump in, I think is also, you know, important. Mm-hmm. And really just carving it out more like a business. I think that's yeah. key.
And disc test. Oh,
yes, I sure. wrote that
know
down.
Know who you're working with.
Got to know that you got to do the disc test. Don't two Ds try to,
no.
you know.
Yeah.
It's not, it's destined to mm-hmm. not be pretty. I also want to say probably the number one breakup of good partnerships is one person feeling like they're doing all the work over the other person, mm-hmm. you know. I think we can all relate to that probably. We've had those kind of situations. So,
but being able to talk openly when there is a problem. Yeah. And that's the problem, I think, with most team or partnerships is they start talking to people outside of their team mm-hmm. and not addressing issues when they mm-hmm. happen, lack of accountability, so to speak. But just really important with the communication sure. within the team is so, so, so critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team, I want to echo that. That is such a crucial book.
Yep.
Even if you're considering joining a team or considering starting a team, definitely read that book.
Yeah, yeah. Joining or starting or thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and then also have your plan of coming in and also exiting, right? So if you are joining a team and you mm-hmm. know your purpose of the team is just to be there to pick up the leads, right? Mm-hmm. And I would ask, you know, how long do you expect me to be on the team? If that's what you're looking for, if that's the piece. And also, you know, just the true expectations, right? Everybody understands the expectations. There's no concern, you know, if it does not work out, we already know, you know, the game plan. There's no hard feelings, right? You're just, it's very businesslike. And then if you're choosing to make a smaller team, now I will also say you don't need a lot of people to be very successful on a team. Right. You just need the right people.
Right.
And finding the right people might take a little bit, right? You don't just hire the first person that says they want to be on your team. Right. That's in my opinion. Right. You'd really want to make sure, like you said, take the disc test, you know, or take something very simple. I like the animal test. You know, it's a 5-minute, you know, personality test, but it tells you their strengths. And like you said, you know, two lions in the den here, you know, that's going to cause, you know, some sparks. You know, if you got two eyes, then all we're doing is partying. We're not moving the party in a forward direction. Right.
Right.
And then if you're just on the other side, you're so organized, we're just still hanging because nobody's driven to move it in a forward direction. So making sure you have somebody, you know, that is in that driven category, make sure that there's some fun. I mean, it has to be fun too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that there's that. And then that organization piece. So I always talk about the trifecta, you know, really just find three people, start with three. Two, I still think it's lopsided. I think, you know, three just helps make that solid, right? Two legs on a table mm-hmm. will fall over. Mm-hmm. Three will keep it, you know, solid. So someone that is very organized, someone that's maybe in the sales piece, and then, you know, somebody in the operation piece, I think makes it for a huge win.
Yes.
So, and then how much, what are we making? What's the money? Let's talk the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
That is obviously the harder part.
Now he's singing. Now he's rapping. Right there.
The giggle. Save this, Jim.
No, but that's the rub. Okay, yeah. Because you know when Connie and I had a team, a Navy SEAL team that was making everybody's making six figures. They were on a 40-60 split. Remember that?
Yeah.
We were taking care of the leads. We were taking care of the contract close. We were taking care of everything.
We did everything. But wiped their bottoms.
And that's what you've also got to understand. If you're thinking about joining a team, okay, you got to be okay with the fact that
right.
you're looking at a lower split. That's just mm-hmm. the way it works because the cost I mean, Blake, can you relate to what it costs to generate business in today's world?
Bankrupt. No, my goodness.
No, but it's very expensive. So the person taking on the risk of generating the business is going to get the lion's share, but a big chunk of that lion's share is going to go just to the cost of doing business.
But I also wanted to underscore that I did that purposely because I wanted we did that purposely because we wanted to make sure that we're attracting quality. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to all right, join the team and, you know, you're in charge of your own leads, you're in charge of all this kind of stuff and just, you know, good luck, but you're on the team. You know, I wanted to make sure that the talent was, you know, well above par mm-hmm. and that they were coachable and appreciative and, you know, qualified,
motivated
to be on the team, right? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make sure that there was skin in the game, but I also didn't want them to just come in and say, okay, now what? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of cost, just how we structured it on the front end, from high-end CRMs to high-end quality leads to, you know, not every team has a full-time 40-hour-a-week inside sales agent, and we happen to have one of those. It's just, that's mm-hmm. and there's a lot. It's a lot really front-heavy, which made the split on the back end maybe a little bit more competitive just because it can't be all for nothing. You know, Realty One Group Music City, we're 100% commission brokerage. You can't expect 100% commission and also be fed everything.
Yeah.
So
we get that question a lot.
Do you provide leads too on top of the 100%?
No.
we actually give you 120%.
So that's the people that are watching or listening out there that you're just an individual agent, you know, I do think you can get further by surrounding yourself with strong people, right? So still think about that trifecta. Mm-hmm. You may not say I ever want to have a team, but just by adding a solid TC, right? Or adding, you know, just another mentor or coach, that's considered a team, right? Mm-hmm. That can really help you. I think it's great when you called it show agent, I might be saying.
Oh yeah, showing agent.
Yeah,
buyer specialist.
Yeah, or something that allows you to be able to build strong relationships and great communication while, you know, somebody is, you know, showing that individual that particular beautiful home. So mm-hmm. it can do so much for your business, and you're worthy of, you know, serving more of the community because, you know, wherever you work, wherever, whatever you're doing, you know, you're great at it. Getting in real estate is not just a hobby. You know, this is a true business, and I do think
it's not
building
a hobby?
Something. No, it shouldn't be, and you know, nor is lending. So let's clean that
up,
too.
That was going to be my next hobby.
Let's clean that up, too. Did you see that Rocket Mortgage just shut down their whole headquarters of the agents and lending? You know, it's a situation where a lot of people just are jumping in, you know, for this or that. Again, the lanes that you and I, if we are amazing at our craft and we stay within our lanes, real estate flourishes for you, lending flourishes for us, and we all flourish together. I think that's a win.
Yes.
So I compliment you for thinking about starting a team or partnership or even belonging to a team.
Right.
Honestly, when I came to Nashville to about 27 years ago, I had more experience than the guy I went to work for, but I knew that value of the momentum factor. I knew I could live in his garbage can and make more than I was as a lone ranger here in this good old boy environment. And so I went to work for a buyer's agent that had less experience, or not a buyer's agent. I became a buyer's agent for a local agent here. So my point is, I compliment you for thinking about expanding your consciousness on this because in today's market, I think there's some real value of, again, either teaming up with somebody, that's a real simple route that has talents that you don't, or maybe before that is just make sure you've got a good C2C. Carrie Darling of Darling
Transactions
yes. is the best I know of. It's like you're hiring $100,000 person as your assistant. So right off the bat there, you get that monkey off your back and focus on the things that you do best. Now, if the things you do best are the details, okay, find somebody like a Blake who can get out there and make things happen and do the business, and then you be the back, you know, the person in the back, but find that complement. So again, thinking about a partnership or thinking about a showing agent, thinking about a buyer's agent. When I say there's a difference on a buyer's agent, my interpretation anyhow is they can handle it from A to Z. They take care of the, working with the buyer on the front end. They take care of writing the offer. They take care of doing all the details and getting them to the closing table. That's the buyer's agent. But showing agent's just out there showing property either by the door or some smaller portion of that commission. And then you have a full-blown partner and whatever that looks like. Sometimes, you know, Connie and I have seen, again, many options. Sometimes it's okay, I get 60%, you get 40% on a partnership unless you create it, and then I get 40% and you get 60%. Or again, it's whatever you want. I mean, I've blown people's minds on the things that I've personally been in. When I worked for Terry DeSelms, I made more money the last year I worked for him than I ever had before, and I was on an 80-20 split with me getting 20. Mm-hmm. Okay, me getting 20, he got 80, because he kept me busy with that work, and I didn't have any overhead because he was taking everything for me. My point is, open your mind to what makes sense, and then create a 90 to 120 day maybe trial period to make sure it works. Revisit it. And maybe do that for a while the first year. You know, every 90 days, maybe we're going to check in, make sure that this makes sense, and keep accountability trackers, so that no one feels like they're doing more of the work than the other one. Because it's that scenario that I've found has killed more teams mm-hmm. than anything else, because it felt lopsided.
Yeah, and be upfront, because I don't think it's a problem where if you feel like you just don't have the momentum, like you are lost, possibly, but because you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. So joining a team just to build your confidence mm-hmm. to learn, mm-hmm. Because we talk about success leaves clues, learn from others, learn a rhythm, mm-hmm. you know, and a routine. You can do that if you just communicate to the team member, you know, the lead, this is my game plan. You know, mm-hmm. I will give you 2 years or whatever it is, and just stay, honor your word. You know, I think that's an important piece, you know, to that. Mm-hmm. But it is okay to do that too, because we've seen many people, that agents that have started on a team, and now they needed that structure. They needed that confidence boost, or just being able to learn, you know, from another mentor, how it's done. And then they fly on their own, and they're so great, you know, at being in real estate.
And accountability, just super important. Make sure that you're keeping one another accountable for those milestones and things like that. But and if you feel like you're bringing more to the table, have an open conversation about, hey, I feel like I'm worth more, and here's why. Mm-hmm. So again, just super, super open communication and accountability.
Good stuff.
Any other points, Blake, do you want to make sure we cover?
I think we hit, you know, the top plate that I wanted to cover. Is like, make sure you have a solid team member agreement, have it reviewed by an attorney. I like the idea of having it renewed every year, you know, split subject change based off X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You know, how we structured our splits with our team members is it's a revolving door. That's not the right term. It's a scalable commission split. So after 10, it's increased, you know, it's based off productivity. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Your technology needs to be solid. Again, you know, if you're planning on creating a team and leading a team and being the breadwinner and making it rain, you got to be able to support that on the back end with technology. I use Lofty. Lofty is the Mercedes, the Cadillac, whatever you want to call it. Of CRMs, and I just think it's fantastic. It costs a lot on the front end, but is definitely worthwhile. I know the team enjoys it, so does the ISA. But it also, you know, a good question to ask yourself if you want to join a team, or excuse me, start a team, is ask yourself, what's the budget going to be? Because there's going to be a loss.
It's not cheap.
It's going to be a loss leader for, I would say, you know, at least 6 months. You're going to be spending a lot more than you're making. So you hope that your own productivity can support the you know, the increase or the growth. But team member agreement, technology, make sure your systems are in
place.
And
a good TC.
Oh my gosh, and a good
TC. Make it mandatory.
Oh my gosh.
And have lots of fun along the way.
You're always one to bring up the fun, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, hey, life's too short. I'm learning life's too short. So
Well, thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah.
It's an important topic. Again, it's really pretty much, guys, what you feel like you can work out. But think about all the things we said today, because it really... There's no cookie cutter. Mm-mm. It can be so many different things.
Carve it out your way.
Yeah, carve it your way.
Yeah. Yes. Do you.
But carve it.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. You've been listening to The Talk of Music City Real Estate.